Zok the Hilga Mishnah Baita. In the next two Mishnayos, we actually won't be discussing Inyanim of Nazir directly. But we did mention in the previous Mishnah the term Sheraglayim Ledavar. In this coming Mishnah, we're going to establish halachos based on circumstantial evidence. In other words, we don't know, but there's a leg to stand on. For example, Zok the Mishnah Baita. This man finds a mace, finds a dead person, or several, buried in the ground, and he wants to move them away. Why would he want to do that? Because this is a route that the people coming up to be early regal use. We don't want them to become tamei. So he used to check the drachim. There were inspectors that checked the drachim where they had a suspicion there would be tum over there, and there would be metairit. So if they were able to move kfarim, they did. If al pi halacha they weren't allowed to move the kfarim, we'll soon see when yes, when not, they would mark them very clearly, so those that pass by should see them. Now, basically speaking, the halacha is one is not allowed to move a mess from his kever unless he was buried there lichatchila, only in a temporary fashion. So how do I know if he was buried there temporarily or it's a regular beis hachayim? The Mishnah. Once again, Perik Tes Mishnah Gimel. This person is digging in the ground and he finds a mess is buried there. He did not know beforehand that there's a caver there. Zakta Bat Tanura. We see from the Lashon, it's not that he knew there's a caver, then he said, okay, let me move it away. That you can't do, even if it's the only caver there. We're talking about this person is stam digging and, whoa, a caver. Total surprise. Hamoitzi, he happened to find it. Also, the Mishnah uses the term, explains about Tanura, Hamoitzi Mei, someone who died, not someone that was killed over there. So Hamoitzi Meis, this person dug in the ground and he finds a caver. Batchila, this is the first dead body he finds over here. Zakta Mishnah, we're going to have to check things out. If the Meis was Mushkov Kidarkai, he was buried the way that Meis Yisrael are buried. But if he was buried in a way that Yidden don't bury that way, sitting, or the head between the knees. So we know this is not Kever Yisrael. But he finds the mess, Mushkev Kedarki, buried away, Mesim are normally buried. It's like the Mishnah, Noitloi, he takes the mess, the Es Tfusasai, and the earth that's around the mess, and he buries it someplace else. If he only found one body, and we don't know for a fact that he was officially buried there, so we don't think this was ever meant to be a permanent Kever, it was a temporary Kever. The understanding was they would move him afterwards, and therefore it's mutter for this person to taka move him. Now, what does that mean, the area around him? It means like the soft earth that's underneath the mace, and another three finger widths of karka, that it looks like no one ever buried there, from the karka of the caver. Some agarist the word tfusasi, from the lashon of tfisa, to take hold of. This is the area around the mace, that the mace takes hold of, that is considered part of the caver. And this is learned from Yaakov Avinu. In his tzava, when Yaakov said the Shebarim, the Eretz Canaan, he said, V'shachavti im avaysai, in susani mi mitzrayim, akvartani bikfurasam. Mi mitzrayim sounds like an extra word over here. So the Gemara understands it means mi mitzrayim, from the karka of mitzrayim, take along some of the karka together with me as you bring me up to Eretz Yisrael. It's a drabanan. It's not really menatayra, but the Chachamim use this pasuk as what's called an asmacht. Sometimes Chazal use a pasuk to show that there's a remez in the Torah. If Matzah Shnayim, he found two mason buried over there, and he wants to move them away, Noitlan, he can take them away, V'es Tfusasan, again, the offer that's around them. Again, the assumption is they were only buried there temporarily. And it was always the intention that they're going to be moved. But Matzah Shloisha, if he finds three mason buried. So now we have to measure. Im Yesh Ben Zelazeh, if you have between the first kever and the third kever, Me Arba Amais V'yat Shmoyna, no less than 4 amos, no more than 8 amos. Herezu shchunas kvarais. Shchunim means an area, right? Shchenim means neighbors. Shochen, to dwell. This was an area set aside for a beis kvaris, or a cemetery. You're not allowed to move any of the mason here. We're only letting the other person move them because we're assuming they were never buried here to start with the intent of keeping them there. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Once I see already three, and I know this is an area of a beis hakvaros, Baidik Himenu, he has to continue to search from the last cave, Rola Halon, outwards, Esrim Amma, 20 Amas. I have to check if there aren't any other caves over here with people buried in them. Caves? Yeah. They used to bury people in like shelves that were in caves. We'll explain that a little bit more in our Chazar, and we'll also explain then, Be'ez Hashem, why the Mishnah tells us 20 Amas. And if Matzah, he finds even a single caver, Echad, Besoif Esrim Amma, at the end of those 20 Amas, that's also part of the cemetery. It's a Kever Kvur. Even though there's only one over there. Maybe it's part of this first group, maybe it's part of the next group. And therefore, Boidek Himenu, you have to be Boidek Viter from that last one that you found, Ulahalon, toward the outside Esrim Amma, another 20 Amas. Maybe there are more Kvarim over here. Sheraglaim Ledover. The circumstantial evidence, there's a site over here. To say, wait a second, this was an area they buried Mason. Now, they used to bury the Mason in caves, but if we found them in one cave, maybe there are other caves here with Mason. Shilu mitchilim etzo, if we only found the cave Riyacha to start with, before we found the three kvar, noitli vestfusasa, would you want to take that Mason with the offer around it? Wouldn't be chayshish for such a large area. But once you find three to start with, then the area that we have to check becomes much larger. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah. Perik Tes, Mishnah Gimel. Someone finds a body, and it's the first body he found in the area. And it's Mushk of Kedarkai. We explained that's buried the way Yidden used to bury. He can take it together with an area around it and rebury it, reinter it someplace else. If he finds two, he can do the same. If he finds three, so once again, in the times of the Mishnah, people were buried in like these shells that were dug into the walls of a cave. And normally those caves were 4 by 6 amos. So somebody would enter a cave, and usually if he looked to his right, he would see like three of these kvarim in the shelves. He would look to his left, he would see three of these kvarim. And if he would look straight ahead, he would see two. And of course, there's the open side that he came in from and he's going to walk out of. The courtyard in between the caves was usually 6 by 6 amos. So imagine a person walks into this cave, he looks to his right, he sees three shelves. There are mesim. He looks to his left, he sees three shelves, there are mesim. He looks ahead, he sees two, he turns around, makes an about face, walks back into the courtyard. That's 6 by 6 amis. Normally, if he continued walking straight with his back to the opening of the first cave, he'll come into another cave with the same thing. Three buried to his right, three buried to his left, and two straight ahead. That's why, if he finds three bodies, so if between the first body and the third body, he measures and there's between 4 and 8 amis, everything stims over here. This is not just a random place where somebody was buried temporarily. This is an official cemetery area. This is how they arrange the bodies there. Now, in the Sechtes Bava Basra, there's a long sugya where it's explained exactly what the measurements are. We're just giving a general idea. But once he finds three, there could be another cave nearby because they used to bury people in caves that were next to each other. So like we explained, now you have to really check. You have to search for 20 amis past the place where you found the bodies. Why 20 amis? That would be the space from the back wall of one cave to the back wall of the opposite cave. 20 amis, where do you get 20 amis from? Each cave is 6 amis long. And there's the area of 6 amis in the courtyard in between. That's 3 times 6, that's 18. So the Batanun explains, but we don't know that he's walking in a straight line. He may be walking or digging crooked. So we added an extra 2 amis just to be sure. If he found even one body at the end of those 20 amos, then there could be more. He has to check 20 amos past that body. And this is what we mean, there's reglayim ledover. We're very suspicious there's more than just these mason that he found over here. If he would have first found only one body with no others close by, would have allowed him just to take it. He wouldn't have to check 20 amos. But that's how the halacha is. Once you find three, you have to assume a totally different picture here. There was a famous story by Reb Moshe, where a Mussar person, he was a Yid, but he did terrible things. He made such terrible sorrows for the Yid, and he worked together with the communist government. So many Yidden were sent off to Siberia. Families never saw them again. Before he passed away, he told the Chevra Kedisha, he wants to be buried with his head down. He wants to be buried with his feet up and his head down. So the Chevra Kedisha said, that would be a terrible bazayin hames. But this person, if he's asking for it, we'll be mevazahim. And Rav Moshe said, absolutely not. The halacha is, there are minhagim, and halacha is how a Yiddish mace is buried. Yeah, but he himself asked for it, and he deserves it. It's not for us to decide who deserves what. Rav Moshe insisted the Chevra Kedisha cannot go against the halacha. Because he was a Rasha, we should do against the halacha. So they buried him the way Rav Moshe said. They buried him the way they would bury a Yiddish Mace. As soon as they finished burying him, the Russian police showed up. Dig up the caver. Their plan was to find him buried with his feet up and his head down. And they're going to say, ah, because he served the Russian government, you are mevazim, and they would have done who knows what to the people of the town. That was part of his plan. This Rosh, even before he died, he didn't do tshuva. He thought of a plan that his own dead body should be a way of getting other people into trouble. But Rav Moshe said, halacha is halacha. And that Das Torah saved the whole town.